Well, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil that President Donald Trump wants a peace settlement in Ukraine, but there are different perspectives on how to achieve that. He was replying to the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, who asked him to detail what he would be saying to the US president when they meet at the White House next week. Let's hear now some of what the Sinn Féin leader said to the Taoiseach and the Dáil this lunchtime.
Will you put it to President Trump that Ireland stands on the side of international law and diplomacy, that the sovereignty of Ukraine must be upheld, that the pressing and immediate priority now is to build peace through inclusive engagement and good faith dialogue? And what, Taoiseach, will be your message to the American president in standing with the Palestinian people? Will you express Ireland's strong view that the US is catastrophically wrong on Gaza, that the proposal for the mass expulsion of Palestinians from Gaza is absolutely an unacceptable breach of international law, deeply destabilising for the Middle East and the wider world?
We want a peace settlement that's durable and sustainable in Ukraine. President Trump wants a peace settlement in Ukraine. There are different perspectives on how to arrive at that. Yes, there are.
Thank you, secondly, Taoiseach.
In terms of Gaza, and the Middle East, again, let's be clear, we want to consolidate the ceasefire.
We're
very strongly making that point. We want a surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza. We just heard it's come through the Arab Peace Initiative and the Arab proposals in respect of Gaza, which I think have a lot to commend themselves.
Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us now. Micheál, we heard the Taoiseach there, but what about the trip to the White House? Did he address that?
Well, I think he did outline what he's going to say to Donald Trump, and you get a clear sense of the tone that he's hoping to strike there. There will be praise for the US president in his efforts to try and achieve peace in Ukraine. Micheál Martin keen to emphasise that he believes Donald Trump is sincere about that wish to have peace, but of course pointing out that Ireland has a different perspective on how to do just that, and the peace would have to be durable and sustainable. And I suppose that would place an emphasis on Ukraine's sovereignty. As well as that, in relation to Gaza, I think it's likely, because Micheál Martin has said this already, that he will praise Donald Trump as well for the work he did in the lead up to the ceasefire there, but equally emphasise too the importance of getting humanitarian aid into Gaza and consolidating that ceasefire now. So on the one hand, praise, but on the other, emphasising where Ireland stands on these two big issues. And of course, there is a very different stance when it comes down to the fine detail.
And what about trade and tariffs then at the UK-Ireland summit?
Yeah, the issue of trade and tariffs will also be raised in the Oval Office, the Taoiseach said, before getting to the UK-Ireland summit. He pointed out that that the links between Ireland and the US are there and go back further than the state itself, and that St. Patrick's Day has always been a time to celebrate those links. When it comes to the economy, he will point out that Ireland's economy is an open one and a pro-enterprise one, and will make that point very clearly. There was an interesting revelation too from the Taoiseach when he looked ahead to that UK-Ireland summit, which will take place later today. He said there would be a particular focus on trying to break down any barriers to trade between Ireland and the UK, because this relationship between Ireland and the UK he described as a relationship of neighbours and a family relationship, essentially.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.